Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
And distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. We got some very cool eBay auctions still going. We got some new ones coming online tonight here this Tuesday. So check out the Normal Gear eBay store. We have links to it up at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, our weekly Government at Work segment. This week, we're focusing in on Flint, Michigan. We're going to talk about Flint, Michigan. Last week, the city of Flint voted in favor of a local medical marijuana ordinance that would make the use of marijuana by qualified patients non-criminal. We followed this here on the Audio Stash since the fall, as the vote for this particular ordinance was pushed back into February and stood as the only issue on the ballot at the time. Well, Flint again passed this medical marijuana ordinance, and by quite a margin. Joining us to discuss Proposal 1, which has made Flint the fifth Michigan city to enact local marijuana reform ordinances, are Tim Beck, the director of Michigan Normal, and Charles Snyder of Flint Citizens for Compassionate Care. Tim, welcome back to the Audio Stash today.
Happy to be here, Chris, as always. Thank you.
Tim, this Flint ordinance really passed with quite a margin.
Yes, it did. A surprising majority. I mean, we were very, very nervous about this election. We were not supposed to, this was not supposed to be on the ballot in February. The goal was to get it on in November because, again, the conventional political wisdom is that higher turnout elections are much more beneficial for drug policy reform. But city council, again, they played a kind of a mean little game, and they found a loophole that we weren't aware of to the point where they were able to basically not put it on the ballot in November, which is what our plan was. Instead, they kicked it to February, and I truly believe that they did that as an effort to sabotage the election results, because they know full well, or at least most people believe, that low turnout elections, which this was a very low turnout election, 3.2% of the eligible voters actually voted, okay? And so anybody that tells you or any of us that your vote does not count, that's deeply flawed thinking. And we worked very, very hard. Charles Snyder and Brian Morrissey led the effort in Flint. They're both excellent members of Michigan Normal. And a lot of congratulations, you know, goes to them. And they worked hard, and they did get out the vote. They were calling people on the telephone that had signed our petitions, you know, in order to get, you know, people to the polls. And I think that worked because we were scared. We thought that, I mean, we thought we might be in a position where every vote could literally count in this situation. But, again, I repeat, we were stunned by the size of the win, especially the fact that these are older people, these are senior citizens, these are your most conservative members, so-called conservative members of the community, you know, that went to the polls. And to us, that's a great validation, because those people that vote all the time are truly your community leaders. They're truly your neighborhood opinion leaders. These are people that follow politics very closely. They take their right to vote very, very seriously. They vote all the time, and we got the word out. We had an excellent direct mail piece. We ran newspaper ads. We got an op-ed, you know, in the Flint Journal, which was opposed to us. Very nasty people, and you know, ran two editorials twice, you know, in order to defeat this thing. They ran it once on Wednesday, and then they ran it the Monday before, urging people just forget it. It's only symbolic. It means nothing. We can't take the risk in our community, and so on. And the people just didn't buy it.
And there is inevitably some opposition backlash here, and this time it came from the local prosecutor and the like, I understand.
Well, the police department, despite their rhetoric, is going to have to be very, very careful if they attempt to pick on a legitimate medical marijuana patient, because they're going to have some explaining to do why they're going against the will of the people that spoke in a very overwhelming and credible way. And again, nobody was tricked here in this election. These are people that vote all the time. These are people that know the issues. They are your community leaders. They weren't fooled. They weren't tricked. They knew exactly what they were voting for. And they could have a lot of public relations problems if they make good on their threats.
And Tim, what are the sort of prevailing attitudes there in Flint about marijuana and medical marijuana?
Well, you know, again, it just from our, you know, anecdotal, you know, and straw, you know, kind of polling. I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, we did not, you know, we were able to get. It was basically Brian and Charles got the signatures, you know, themselves. We submitted over 2,000 of them, and I was there. I worked a little bit, and I kind of, you know, did a little bit of assistance, and it was not hard to get the signatures. I can tell you that. I mean, people would sign on the dotted line very, very quickly, you know, especially if it was medical. Now, again, there were ones that said, well, wait a minute, this is medical, right? It's not, you can't just go out and get high. That's right, ma'am. Yeah, you're correct, it's medical. Okay, well, I'll sign that, you see. So we did notice a disconnect, you know, between decrim, you know, in our signature gathering as opposed to medical. And if you said medical, it was much, much more likely, you know, obviously that the person would sign. I think if we were going decrim or something like that, we still could have got the signatures, but it wouldn't have been, you know, it wouldn't have been as easy. Let's just put it that way. I mean, there is still that gulf there between support for medical and decrim. And I think the numbers, the latest poll that I saw in Michigan, completely validate roughly slightly over 60% of likely voters do favor, you know, medical use of marijuana. The same poll, which tracks nationally, indicate about, I think the number was 39% that go for decrim, you know, completely legalization. So we still have some work to do on our ultimate goal of normal, which is to have, you know, marijuana regulated like alcohol and tobacco for adults. So we still have some work to do, you know, on that in terms of public perception. But with medical, it's overwhelming. the support is overwhelming.
And also, too, Tim, it's important to point out here that Flint is a majority African-American community.
Yes, it is. It's 65% African-American from the latest numbers that we've seen. It's about maybe 5% Hispanic, and the rest is I guess, Caucasian or whatever. And again, I think from what we've seen, at least in Michigan, African-American communities are pretty, you know, reasonably friendly to this, although really, though, on second thought, Ferndale and Ann Arbor and Traverse City were all white, and we got the same result, too. And I think when it comes, again, to medical, you know, it goes beyond race, okay? It goes beyond any demographics. I think the only people that really are against it are hardcore social conservative Republicans is what we've seen. That's the one demographic that just don't, you know, seem to have any compassion at all.
And Flint, now the fifth city there in Michigan to enact an ordinance. And yesterday we had you on the program to talk about the state Democratic Party endorsing medical marijuana on their official platform. But the state medical marijuana legislation that is there is stalled in committee still.
Yes, it is. And again, the governor has been very, very ugly about this. And she said in no uncertain terms that she will not support the bill, period. It's gone. And you know, that's the first time she's come out of the closet on this. Normally, her pattern has been to pander, you know, one way or another and give non-answers. But finally, our member Eric Swift just kept pestering her and pestering her and pestering her. And she finally just said no, basically go to hell. Okay? So the thing of it is, you know, I think the fact is that even if able to get it through, you know, the legislature, we're looking at a veto. I see almost no doubt about that. It's going to be difficult. As far as the only solution in the near term would be a statewide initiative, and of course that takes money. It's going to take about $1.5 million minimum, you know, to pull that off. We are working. We are hoping that we will be able to get the funding for it. But again, there's no guarantee on that at this point.
Well, Tim, it really sounds like there's a tremendous amount of reform momentum there in Michigan. And I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Well, you can never give up the fight. And what's that cliche about, you know, quitters never win? You know?
Yeah.
And so we're not quitting. We're not quitting here. And we are very, very determined. And we are a solid, cohesive organization that everybody's pulling in the same direction. And we are very, very proud of what we've built here in the state of Michigan.
Right on, Tim. Thanks again.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Tim Beck is the director of Michigan Normal. They can be found online at minorml.org. Spirals. We have links to them at normalaudiostash.com. Also joining us today to talk about Proposal 1 in Flint is Charles Snyder with the Flint Coalition for Compassionate Care. They were instrumental in passing the Flint Ordinance on Medical Marijuana. Charles, welcome to the program here today.
Nice to talk to you.
Great to speak with you today, Charles. You are on the ground for this initiative and gathered signatures to get it on the ballot. So tell us what the reaction in the community there was throughout this effort.
We got a real warm response for the most part.
the opposition was few and far. It was truly a group of small group of thoughtful citizens that really put this together. It was me, Brian Morrissey, my wife, and it was those three people, and we used our past records of the signatures we gathered to do a get out the vote, and we really believed that it was our get out the vote activities that really pushed us over for this victory.
And were you surprised by this impressive majority who voted in favor for the ordinance?
Yes and no, just because this was my first campaign, and the media really tries to, like, I guess, they interpret things a little differently, and there was some opposition from the city council president and the county prosecutor. Really, I mean, they were telling people, along with the Flint Journal, to vote no. And so I knew from in my heart that people weren't going to vote this measure down that helps protect sick and dying patients. And so I went ahead and stayed confident up until the end. I knew we were going to secure a victory. And I knew it was going to be a small margin or a large margin. It ended up being in between. So.
And Charles, what do you hope will be the outcome for patients because of Proposal 1?
I think it's raising the awareness and allowing the public to realize that the will of the voters is out of step with politicians and the laws that are upheld. So I really think that with this fifth city win in Michigan, it will help raise awareness, because we'd all like, our core group of activists in Michigan would like to have an attempt to protect patients at a state level. So this is hopefully all leading up towards that. And overall, it really allowed, I think, different citizens to write in editorials, and some of the editorials we received and some of the polls they did on the news stations around town, and the people they allowed to post comments on their website. Overall, it seems like we really truly raised awareness, and that's our goal.
And tell us, in the community of Flint, Michigan overall, what are some of the overall pressing concerns for the residents there?
Well, first and foremost, jobs as a result of slowly General Motors has been pulling out all their plants, and the AC, which was part of General Motors, became Delphi, and our community's been having, the problem of maybe possibly losing thousands of more jobs as a result of Delphi filing bankruptcy. And so, I guess, jobs as a result of General Motors has created an unemployment problem, and there's a health care issues that are at the forefront of problems in Flint. But however, we are making a strong comeback in the sense that we're renovating the downtown area, bringing businesses in.
And Charles, having worked on this locally, do you think that there could be a statewide effort there in Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hoping for myself. I suffer from a rare genetic bone disease, nail patella syndrome. And so, out of anxiety of the law, of fear of prosecution, fear of arrest, fear of imprisonment, I'm not able to fully medicate and use cannabis as a medicine like I should be able to. So I got to rely on pharmaceutical medicine, highly addictive Oxycontin, which puts damaging effects on my kidneys, which part of nail patella syndrome is a kidney failure along with bone deformity. It's a muscular skeletal neurological disorder. So modern medicine really truly doesn't work for it. So if we can get this going at a state level, then patients like myself will be able to be more fully protected at all levels. And, of course, that doesn't protect federal, but it is a major move for patients at a state level, I believe.
Well, Charles, thank you again for joining us here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Excellent. Take care, Chris.
Charles Snyder is with the Flint Coalition for Compassionate Care. We have links for more information about Proposal 1 on our website at normalaudiostash.com. And since Flint won by such a great majority, Flint gets our champion music. This is Urban Harmonix with Walk Like a Champion. Urban Harmonics there. Found them up at the Independent Online Distribution Alliance, and we have links to them at normalaudiostash.com. I was looking for some music that had Michigan in it. You know how hard it is to find a song that actually says the word Michigan? But we found one here today. This is from the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. This is Brandon Wired with Miss Michigan. Wired with Miss Michigan here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. That one found up at the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Got time for one more today, so we're going to play this track. This is Doug McLeod, great classic blues here with Plow and Mule. Thank you.
I'm applying you what just filled on my life. I'm applying you what just filled on my life. It's the only thing I do, I sure do it right. It's the only thing I do, I sure do it right. I'm applying you in no field too long. I'm applying you in no field too long. I learned it in how far, I learned it how strong. I learned it in how far, yeah, I learned it how strong. I'm applying you, never know where the eagle fly. I'm applying you, never know where the eagle fly. I'm bound to fly at his feet till the day I die.
McLeod rounding things out this Tuesday for us here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Great Blues, found up at podshow.com. We have links to Doug right at our website, normalaudiostash.com. You've been listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.